First reading today is from the prophet Isaiah. Again, we're going to read a lot of Isaiah during the Advent season. And on this mountain, the Lord of hosts will provide for all people a feast of rich food and choice wines. So then we have Jesus going up the mountain, and he provides this meal. Now, there's not wine mentioned in the gospel story today, but both of these stories are kind of premonitions and sprinklings to get us moving towards the Holy Eucharist. Okay, the great feast, the choicest wine, the most sumptuous meal is the body and blood of Christ. And that miracle of the Lord providing himself for us is being kind of hinted at in both of the stories today. I remember talking to somebody who was a convert to Catholicism, and they said, you know, I used to, you know, my mindset was that the church overemphasized the Eucharist. Okay, there was too much, it's too much. And then as he kind of grew into his Catholic faith, he says, man, they're always talking about eating in the Bible. It's all the time. And it's like all of a sudden, foreshadowings and typology, and if you knock at the door, I'm going to knock at your door and I'll come in and dine with you. And, you know, the Last Supper and this, you know, feeding of the 5,000 and the 7 baskets and the 12 baskets. And then, you know, it's everywhere. It really is everywhere. All these allusions to meals and so Jesus wants to feed us. He wants to feed us with his very body and blood. And I like to say this, you know, we were commanded not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right? We were commanded, do not eat. And in the new covenant, we are commanded, you must eat my body and drink my blood. You must. Must eat my body and drink my blood. You must eat my body and drink my blood. So it's everywhere. And so when we read about these miracles, and then we read about on this mountain, that mountain is Calvary. That mountain is Jerusalem. That mountain is Zion. That mountain is, you know, where the Last Supper and the crucifixion took place. On this mountain, the Lord will provide for all people a feast of rich food and choice wine. Juicy, rich food, choice wine. Today we celebrate St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas. Now, he was a bishop in Turkey, and the rumor has it, if you will, that he, aware of the fact that one of the families in his diocese was in a very difficult way, and the father was in a quandary about how to deal with his daughters who were reaching adulthood, and he was greatly impoverished and didn't have any money for a dowry, and it was really looking bad. And so the idea was, or the rumor is, or the tradition is, that Saint Nicholas went and by stealth put some gold in their shoes at night, or their stockings, or whatever it might be, and provided for a dowry for the daughters, and so that was kind of one of the traditions that rose up about Saint Nicholas over there. How he got associated with Christmas, I don't know, but nonetheless. So today we ask for the intercession of Saint Nicholas.